Scott Heminsky v. Sheriff Mike Scott corruption case, continued. The Aegis Alliance encourages the U.S. government and others to investigate this case. Case number 17MM000815 in the Lee County Clerk of Courts. The Aegis Alliance. This is an update on the previously published Scott Heminsky v. Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott corruption case and Scott Heminsky v. Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott corruption case. Further intel related to the court documents that have been obtained by the Aegis Alliance that are available for download, free of viruses. The following is according to Scott Heminsky's emails obtained by the Aegis Alliance. We have also obtained additional court documents related to this case. There is also a letter we've obtained regarding Gregory Scott Goodyear's case in Lee County, Florida, claiming he has been the victim of attempted murder, with no medical attention given for his burst appendix. Here is the download. Free of viruses. I am the recipient of 3 years of death threats and now the out-of-control crimes of the sheriff. Something is incredibly corrupt here. First, the sheriff applauds the death threats from Trevor Nelson and Deborah Riffle, and now he is targeting me with these crimes against the justice system. Scott Heminsky. As this case involves per se crimes of the sheriff with support of the state's attorney, recusal is further required by the state's attorney from 17MM815. Since when is it the duty of the SAW to cover up official crimes of the local sheriff? The sheriff's protective order speaks for itself. Obstruction of every possible legal case in Lee County that I am a party to or witness therein, and obstruction of certain legal matters outside of Lee County. Obstruction of justice, witness tampering, witness intimidation, are crimes of an elevated level when they are perpetrated by law enforcement personnel. Penalties of the maximum level are suited for this betrayal of the public trust and usurpation of power. The case in county court against me was brought for one reason: to silence a whistleblower and ensure crimes of the sheriff are allowed to continue free of accountability. There are absolutely no factual questions as to the per se crimes of the sheriff targeting various courts and myself. Scott Heminsky, Russell, has refused to comply with my motion for a bill of particulars. So here's a Brady request. See attached. How about prosecution of the obstruction of justice of Mike Scott instead of wasting everyone's time on this bogus case, which is an obvious sham to distract attention from the felonies of Mike Scott? The crimes of Mike Scott targeting the justice system have extended to the USDC and 2DCA. More official crime is on the way from the sheriff. His next target is the Florida Supreme Court. Scott Heminsky. Anthony. Please bring the Brady materials to the court on Monday and do something about the threats from the sheriff constituting serious felonies against the justice system. As far as I have discovered, your office did not initiate either the circuit or county case. Please supply the name of the clerk who filed Cryer's recusal order on the 22nd of September and backdated it to 8/14. Also, the name of the clerk who filed the 6/5 Circuit Court paper in county court on 6/5 when no case existed in county court until 6/30. This docket fraud needs to stop. Litigation cannot continue in an environment of threats, coercion, duress, and terrorism emanating from the LCSO. Scott Heminsky. As I've been saying all along, criminal charges need to be brought under oath upon the office of the state's attorney. See attached. This procedure is not waived because the state is lazy. Scott Heminsky. In most cases of this sort, aside from having a charging information, they have a case open by entry, which is usually a summons or notice to appear. In my case, they didn't list case open by clerk copying a file from another case and committing fraud. There just exists the bogus file entered on the docket before the case existed. 6/5 filed. No county court case until 6/30. Docket fraud of the most basic sort. Court papers cannot time travel. Combined with the backdating of Cryer's recusal order, a patently corrupt situation. Scott Heminsky. Well, here it is. The show cause order was modified by hand and then filed in the county court 25 days after it was signed by Judge Cryer. Total corruption. It was either a clerk or the state's attorney who is responsible for fraudulent filings in this case. An original of the order is attached as filed on 6/5 as well as the my motion. Not surprised that the clerk's office does not list case opened by fraud and that no criminal information exists and that the recusal order of Cryer was filed on 9/22 and backdated to 8/15. No surprise that I am getting prosecuted, as the government sees its duty to silence whistleblowers and dissent. I received 3 years of death threats from Trevor Nelson and Deborah Riffle and I am the one facing charges. In this day, government support of interstate terrorist death threats should not be tolerated. The state's attorney support of the death threats is corrupt. Scott Heminski, Russell, if you want a criminal case to prosecute, here it is. Is it you that is responsible for the fraud at the Lee Court? I suggest you recuse off this case. The criminal conduct occurring at the courthouse is growing. Refer this to the Attorney General and FDLE. Whose handwriting is that on the show cause order inserting a case hash on June 30, 2017? You and or court clerks cannot modify existing court orders to accommodate your agenda. How about the obstruction of justice, witness tampering, witness intimidation by the sheriff? As one of the cases targeted by the sheriff is in federal court, forward this to the FBI or DOJ. And yes, the sheriff knew of a bankruptcy filing in progress. That's why he chose to obstruct service in the case. He was alerted at a hearing. Criminal intent is clear. Scott Heminski, Russell, in your reply to my Brady motion, I want the name of the person who modified Cryer's 5 June 2017 order and then filed the illegally modified order in county court on June 30, 2017. This is official crime of the highest order. Scott Heminski, there is an alleged trial on Monday and the clerk is refusing to file papers that I wish on the record for Monday. More corruption. Scott Heminski, who printed out Cryer's 6/5 order, modified it and then filed it in the county court on 6/30. Email me copies of your reply to my Brady motion today so I can display your corruption properly at trial on Monday. Also need the name of the clerk who backdated and illegally filed Cryer's recusal order on 9/22, backdated to 8/14. The federal lawsuit against you features your violation of due process and outright corruption by relying on fraudulent documents in this case. I also await a bill of particulars. Scott Heminski, to report crime and misconduct related to this case. This is true for the other attorneys and former attorneys on the case. I emphasize that there does not exist one shred of paper from the SAW that could be viewed as a charging document and the show cause order as a copy that was modified by a clerk. The show cause order is fraudulent as holding itself out to be a genuine order from Judge Cryer. Whoever did this was not only committing fraud, they were impersonating a judge, on paper. This conduct could be viewed as obstruction of justice. It created a wholly false and fraudulent criminal case. Scott Heminski, aside from the show cause order being a fraud, Addy Russell failed to file over 100 pages in attachments. This assumes the state's attorney filed the order, which I doubt. It was probably filed by a clerk. In either case, it is fraudulent and deficient by over 100 pages. This is the epitome of bad faith, vexatious and frivolous criminal litigation. The show cause order and Cryer's recusal orders were filed by non-parties and non-judges. The choice of the clerk's office to take on prosecutorial duties is forbidden under statute. The state's attorney does not require assistance and the court clerk taking the position as an adversary instead of a non-biased administrative entity is corrupt. The SAW has the sole function of bringing criminal cases, not some off-kilter deviance at the clerk's office. Scott Heminski, the court minutes of 6/29 are a modified copy just like the show cause order. Nothing related to this case seems legitimate. Whose handwriting is that? Shish. Judge Cryer signed a show cause order, allegedly, on 6/5 with case number 17M815. Case 17M815 did not exist until 6/30. So on 6/5 Cryer signed an order in a case that did not exist. Wrong. Russell or a clerk doctored the court order and filed a copy on 6/30. Further, the order was not marked as copy in an attempt to add legitimacy. The order filed in 17 CA 421 and 17 M 815 cannot be both original and valid court orders. See below screenshot showing 17 M 815 did not exist until 6/30. The court order is a fraud. Defense of my case requires an attack on this corruption. That is why both the public defender and conflict counsel have recused off the case. Russell is prosecuting a case steeped in fraud. There is a lot of criminal conduct here, all emanating from government. Scott Heminski, Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.